We the bad guys, and we cover you in cacti's. Backflip off a phone bridge, that's suicide. Do or die, bring you to the cacti, crucified. Put you in agave, and get baptized. Mass high, ghosts in the phone lines. Telephone ringing with the ding-a-ling, it's showtime. So if you like being bored, you've come to the right place. The phone show's coming on your face.
The phone show,
the fucking phone
show.
It's so boring,
and it's stupid, you should turn it off. It fucking sucks.
The phone show. Welcome to the phone show.
It's so fucking boring.
It's so boring.
You should turn it off.
It's okay.
The phone show.
The boring ass
phone show.
It's so boring. It's so boring. Go back to sleep. It's more exciting than this. The
phone. Hey everyone, welcome to the Hobosode for November 25th, 2016. This episode is sponsored by Wursty. I think that's how you pronounce his name, because there's no S in it. Instead, there's a 5. It's very hacker-looking, and that's why I'm making Wursty a sponsor of the Hobosode instead of the regular episodes, because I don't want the FBI to hear this. I don't want them thinking I associate with hackers that put numbers in their name instead of letters. So thank you, Wursty, for supporting the show and helping Hobosodes happen and more regular shows happen and all of that stuff. This episode was supposed to be a full episode, but I didn't get a whole lot of answers, and I spent like maybe an hour and 20 minutes making all of these calls, and in the end, I ended up with about 9 minutes. So this is my way of giving up on a full episode for today and just turning it into a Hobosode instead. These numbers I'm calling, they're taken from the same list that I got earlier this week from a guy named Eric. It's his own homeowners association directory. He actually went through the directory and took cell phone pictures of every single page in the directory and sent them all to me. So today I'm going to do some not campaigning for Trump, but I just want to thank people for voting for Trump now that the election's over. I really wanted to do these the week after the election, you know, immediately after. But the day after the election, I got raided by the FBI, so that kind of messed up my plans for the week. But it turned out okay, and I ended up thanking people for Hillary instead because of the state I called. Whatever, why am I telling you all this? You guys are going to hear this in real time as it happens. So here's my election calls from Eric's homeowners list.
Hello,
Joel.
Speaking.
Hey, it's Roy from the Republican Party. We just wanted to thank you for voting Trump this year. So just thanks a lot.
I'll catch you later. Bye.
What do you mean? Aren't you going to say you're welcome, Joel? This is going just great so far.
Hello.
Hello, Blanche.
Yes.
Oh, hey, it's Roy from the Republican Party. I just wanted to thank you for voting Trump.
Yeah.
So, just thanks. Good job. We won. We did it.
I know.
Yay, yes.
Woo-hoo. Who is this?
This is Roy from the Republican Party.
And and?
Well, I'm just thanking you for voting Trump. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad we won. That's all I can say.
Yeah, me too. Fuck that other guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that other lady.
What else
lady.
Is on your mind?
No, that's it. That's it. Just thank you. I can let you go now. I just saw that you voted for Trump and just wanted to say
okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. I'm definitely not getting the responses I was hoping to get. I mean, you know, I figured there'd be a few Trump supporters in here, probably a bunch, actually. But I kind of want someone to disagree about the whole Trump thing.
Hello.
Hello, Fred.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, it's Roy from the Republican Party. I just wanted to thank you for voting Trump.
Okay.
Good job voting for Trump. We did it. We won.
That's right.
Woohoo! Yay, us. Go, America.
That's right.
All right, well, have a nice day then.
Thank you.
Goodbye. All right, that's it. I think it's time to move on to thanking people for voting Clinton. I don't know much about politics, but I'm going to guess that North Carolina was one of the Trump states.
Hello.
Hello, Ronald?
Hello.
Hello, Ronald?
Yes.
Hey, Ronald, it's Roy from the Republican Party. I just wanted to say thanks for voting Trump this year.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, look, I'm in New York right now, buddy.
I don't give a shit. I don't care where you are. I'm just trying to tell you, thanks for voting Trump. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
All right.
Have fun in New York, I guess.
Okay, yeah. If you want to give me a call when I get back home next week, that would be great.
No, not really. I'm just calling to say thanks for voting Trump. We don't have to make a big thing out of it.
Okay, not a problem.
Just wanted to say thanks.
I just didn't know who it was. And
thanks for helping make America great again and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Dick face.
No other way to go.
Yeah, yep, that's true. Okay, well, have fun there in your fancy New York that you have to brag to everyone about whenever they call you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I was going to do Hillary, and I just totally forgot. I did Trump instead again.
Hello?
Hello, Tony?
No.
Oh, Dale?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Dale. It's Roy from the Democratic Party. We just wanted to thank you for voting Hillary this year. We're just kind of going through a list and thanking everyone.
Okay.
All right. Good job.
Maybe. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for wasting your vote, because, you know, Trump won anyway, so... Whatever.
Well, you never waste a vote when you vote.
Well, not really, because, you know, yours was useless because we didn't even win. So I guess we should have just, you know, picked what's-her-face. And she hung up. Dale hung up. What the hell? Dale's a female name? I didn't know that. That's a first for me.
Hello.
Hello, Gilbert?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Republican Party. We just wanted to thank you for voting Trump this year.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, whatever. You don't have to be a jerk about it. You know, I'm just calling to say thanks.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you.
No, thank you. I'm the one doing the thanking around here, sir.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. All right, bye.
All right.
Whatever. Just hang up. Hang up the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Dottie?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the Democratic Party. I'm just calling to thank you for voting Hillary this year. You know,
I don't want any more comments.
I'm just saying, you know, just thanks. Whoa, holy crap, what happened between her and Hillary? I don't think this is going well. This is what happens when I try to get into politics, you guys. It just never works out.
Hello?
Hello, Linda?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the Democratic Party. I just wanted to thank you for voting Hillary this year. Thanks for voting for Hillary.
You got the wrong person, buddy. Bye.
Oh, no, this is Linda, right? Damn it. I think this is pretty much confirmation that the guy that sent these numbers to me, Eric, he voted for Trump. He had to have voted for Trump. Sorry to out you like that, Eric, but, you know, I know your neighborhood.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the Democratic Party. I just wanted to thank you for voting for Hillary this year.
I didn't vote for Hillary.
Oh, no, yeah, you did.
Got it wrong.
No, this is John, right? No, we have the records right here. I just wanted to thank you. You know, we didn't win, but we gave it our best shot.
You've got the wrong John.
No, it's definitely you. It shows right here on the records. You voted for Hillary this year.
I didn't vote for Hillary.
Well, no, you must have just not known how to do the boxes correctly, you know?
I didn't vote for Hillary. Good night.
Well, I know you did. It's right here. Finally, a little bit of conflict over this whole thing.
Hello?
Hello, Fred?
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, it's Roy from the Republican Party. I just wanted to thank you for voting Trump this year.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's it. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
All right, just hang up the phone then. Hang it up. Right. Hang it up right now. Hurry up. I got other calls to make.
Hello?
Hello, Gary?
Hello. Yep.
Hey, Gary. It's Steve from the Democratic Party. We just wanted to thank you for voting Hillary this year, even though we didn't win. Just wanted to thank you for that, for the support and everything.
I don't know who the hell you are, but I did not vote for Hillary.
Oh yes, you did. We have the voting records right here. And we're just thanking you.
Well, that's not who I voted for.
Well, you must have voted incorrectly, because that's what you voted for.
We had a ballot, and I wrote on the ballot.
Oh, that's you're not supposed to write on it. You're an idiot. You just don't know how to vote. No, you're supposed to.
I'm an idiot, and I don't know how to vote.
Well, no, I'm just. I'm just.
You jerk off.
What?
Who the fuck are you?
This is Steve from the Democratic Party. I just wanted to thank you because you helped. even though we didn't win, but, you know.
Steve, I did not vote for Hillary. Get off the fucking phone.
You did
vote. I wouldn't vote for that piece of shit.
I wouldn't call you if you
didn't. For all the money in the world.
I wouldn't call you if you didn't vote for Hillary, so I'm just calling to say thanks.
I didn't vote for Hillary.
Okay, well, thank you for being an idiot and not knowing how to vote properly so that you accidentally voted for
Hillary. And fuck you for being an idiot and calling me. You should not be calling me on my cell phone.
Well, that's the number you put in here on the forum and everything, so I'm just calling to thank you. Thank you for making a mistake
what
and
accidentally
voting for
Hillary. You don't put a phone number on a form?
Yeah, but it's in the records, you know, in the voting records, here in the records.
We're calling the police for harassment and the Attorney General of North Carolina,
what?
As a matter of fact.
No, you're not. That's ridiculous.
Yes, I am.
And can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up, please? She's really annoying. Oh, he hung up before I got that in. Damn it. What the hell? I wasn't harassing them. It was one phone call. Just a nice thank you phone call, that's all. Jeez.
Hello?
Hi, Rebecca.
Yes,
hello?
Hey, Gil.
Oh, hey there. This is...
Hey, Gil.
Gail, this isn't...
Happy birthday to you. We're singing to Grandpa Chuck.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was really pretty.
How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, hear you great.
Okay. Well, I'm calling from the Democratic Party. I just wanted to thank you for voting for Hillary this year.
Oh, I thought you were Gil.
No, I'm calling to thank you for voting Hillary. So thank you very much. I know we didn't win, but thank you for trying at least. What the hell was that? She thought I was Gail? And she sang happy birthday to me. That was pretty cool. Jeez, I'm weirded out now. I should have just stopped with that guy that yelled at me a bunch. That's it, though. That was an hour and 20 minutes of calling, and I ended up with not even 10 minutes of phone calls to Trump people. But at least it was a fun show, right? I sure enjoyed it. So thank you, Worsty, for sponsoring today's show. And if you'd like to sponsor a show, then you shouldn't be listening to this. How are you even listening to this if you're not sponsoring a show? You big cheaters listening to the secret shows without paying for it? How are you doing that? I'm going to figure it out soon, and you guys are going to be blocked forever. What the hell? You think I do prank calls for free anymore? Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. And I'm going to try and do a full-size show maybe tomorrow, like on Saturday or Sunday. I got to get one more show done. I promised I was going to get back to normal this week, and it's not happening. It's all Thanksgiving's fault. Stupid, stupid Thanksgiving. In fact, I'm going to play everyone's favorite Rappy McRapperson song. Here's Thanksgiving Sucks.
Let's make a hit. I'm a Thanksgiving soldier, smoking that bomb cron. Thanksgiving dinner is the shit when mom's gone. My dad divorced her and bought a Porsche. It exploded. It was a scorcher. My whole family died. That's why the ladies want to suck on my french fries. Gotta fly Thanksgiving solo on a funky expedition colored cranberry polo. Oh no, pilgrims, dude. They wore gay hats and super shit shoes. Then they all died cause their clothes were so gay. So we try to eat up all the pain away. But it's all good cause after the meal I'm barfing in the toilet and keeping it real. That's how I get the girls. Celebrating Thanksgiving all over the world. Thanksgiving sucks. 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 Yeah. Just spread that leaf. Little kids don't cry when you find out that Thanksgiving is just a fucking lie. It's a giant scam started out by Hallmark, trying to sell a warehouse full of greeting cards. In cahoots with the Butterball CEOs, trying to fatten up my block so we weren't slower from the popos. But you don't hear me though, I'm knowing schemes. I've been running my city since the age of 15. Now we're running Thanksgiving, Butterball swimming. Put some butter on your balls, we'll show you how to get women. Let our shawty put some butter on your balls and throw those turkey bones in the toilet stall. Now flush them. Where did they go? It's a Thanksgiving mystery that nobody knows. I was publishing a comic book, Comics from Space. It was going great till Kinko's dude got in my face. Accused me of stealing all these papers and pens, trying to shut me down, but the case lacked evidence. Fuck that,
I'll make my own paper then. Chop up wet mulch and squeeze it with a rolling pin. I'm a Thanksgiving soldier on the grind. These Gucci shoes shuffle through the food stamp line. Yeah, I'm looking at these turkeys, it's about that time. Hit me up if your album needs graphic design. Your head off like those engines from the wild, wild west. They put the liens on it, put the stops on it. The IRS will lien your checks and put the cops on it. They tried to grab my drop top, but my lawyer got it first. Rolling deep with a mini Mac creeper, MC gigahertz. Gotta read nonfiction, gotta level up the skills. Gotta smoke real weed, gotta rep Lake Hills. Lake Hills so poor, no doors, just tables. They all got used for firewood, the cocoa bowl potatoes. Fuck that, I'm a lone wolf. Sizzle in the wind, watch the Thanksgiving musical, sell out Branson, Missouri, the Las Vegas or the Midwest. But it's hard to sing soprano when you're smoking all those cigarettes. Those nasty Pall Malls, I threw them in the trash. Went to the res and started smoking with class. Picked up those duty-free, natural mint, smoking Joes, and all you can eat buffet at Angels of the Wind Casino. The dudes in the industry are blowing up my phone, but I'm not signing shit till it's got 12 zeros, a trillion. Cause we gotta feed the children. Yeah, we gotta feed the motherfucking children. Like a pastor, to be a super awesome rap star, signing off.